Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Good morning, millennials. To everyone except Claudia.
Oh my God! Jackie woke up on the wrong side of the bed because Thea wanted to sit with me today instead of her.
That's not what happened. You guys all saw. Literally, as we were counting down, Theo's here. Like, he's lost his courage about jumping up, so I was tapping him to get him up, you know, trying to instill some confidence in him. And Claudia just, like, summoned him over there, just ripped him right out from under me when I haven't sat with him all week. And he matches my outfit.
The thing is that Theo sits where he wants to sit. And like me tapping would not have, if he wanted to sit with you, me tapping would have done nothing. I feel like I've actually done that before. I let my son choose his own destiny. And his destiny included sitting next to me today. And I'm certainly not going to hinder on that.
You being his mom, like he went to go play over here. And then mom was like, come back here. And he's a good son and he obeys orders. So he ran back to mom. And he didn't hang with the aunties, and it was hurtful.
Friday, everyone. Friday. We've been waiting 4 days for one. It's today. Enjoy it. Relish in
it.
Savor it. Yes. Happy Friday.
Last day of waking up early. Today was a rough one waking up. And because it's a little bit like moody here in New York, I was just like, you know, the feeling of like being snuggled under your covers.
Yeah. You know, I went to bed in New York City, but I woke up in Moody's Point. And that's crazy.
Also, like, as someone who suffers from RLS, like, the morning is when I'm in the least amount of pain. So I was just like...
I heard that you had an enormous amount of outreach from the RLS community.
I had an enormous amount of outreach. And then I also had outreach about the outreach. People being like, what were the suggestions? Right. Like, I have RLS too. And so I got a lot of people telling me to take magnesium supplements. I had a lot of people telling me to take iron supplements. So then I said I was going to do those things. And then I got a lot of people telling me that iron makes you constipated. Watch out. Your body doesn't produce it naturally. So I'm like, okay, never mind. Not taking those.
But you don't actually eat a lot of meat. I feel like you actually could benefit from taking iron. I feel like you bruise like a peach.
Yeah. And I could also benefit from eating more meat. So I'm just going to keep that in mind. But I don't think I'm going to take the iron. I think the magnesium should help. And then also they said that crossing your legs is harmful for the RLS.
Yet here
and
you are.
So I need to be like uncrossing my legs. But like I don't know how to sit on this show.
Cross your ankles.
No, but like.
That's nice. Cross your ankles. That's what I do. Sometimes I don't like sitting with my legs crossed, but you literally just can't like spread your vagina all over the couch.
That's not that bad.
So I cross my ankles. It's very elegant. That's what the queen does. She doesn't even cross her legs.
Yeah. I cross my legs so tight. Sometimes they like wrap around each other.
I know.
But I have to like have to give my legs a break.
That's a thin person thing because I could barely get one leg over the other.
Gotta give them a break. Okay. I'm going to try the ankles.
We have a fabulous show for you guys today. You know, it's a big Friday in the pop culture industry. Tons of new music. I just would be remiss, devastated, and even heartbroken if I didn't mention the new Luke Combs deluxe album songs. So his album, which came out...
A year ago.
Yeah, in November. Wow. that, I can't believe that was a year ago, was fabulous. And now we got his deluxe version with five new songs, one of which we have already heard, and one of which is Forever After All, which he released the bridge of on TikTok a few months ago, which was such a brilliant marketing move. People have used it like for all their like wedding videos. And now we have the full song. And sometimes when an artist releases the song on TikTok, you can't help, you've hyped it up so much, you cannot but be disappointed. Seven Summers got leaked on TikTok, Morgan Wallen's Seven Summers, and like people were furious that it wasn't as good, even though I think it's great. And this song just like lived up to the hype and then some. It's so beautiful. It's like the perfect country song. It's the perfect love song. All the songs on Luke's new, it's so funny. Like, I don't really relate to any of Luke Combs' music. Like, my favorite song, besides Forever After All, of the new songs that he released is called...
Blue Collar Boys.
No, well, so that's what I was going to say. The new song is My Kind of Folk. It's all about people who go to church and then wake up on Monday, go back to work, then they fish on the weekends. And it's like, can't relate to anything on this level. Like, don't go to church, don't fish, I've never seen a deer in my life. But I'm like, my kind of folk. Like, yeah. And that's how I feel. His other song, Blue Collar Boys.
There's guys like us, blue collar boys.
And I'm not a blue collar boy, but...
You're a white collar girl.
Literally,
today.
I'm a white collar criminal. No, I really am... not a blue collar boy, and I am fucking obsessed, and I'm singing that song, Blue Collar Boy. Like, that's what Luke Combs does to you, and I think that's what a good artist does. Transcends, you know,
societal boundaries.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And then we also have new music from Ariana Grande.
Which we have one person in our comments who is RDH if they don't let us know that we have to talk about it.
For the last 2 days, we like haven't mentioned it because like I don't know. Ariana Grande releasing a new song. Like, I don't know if that's newsworthy.
No, here's the thing. We actually did make it a story last week when she tweeted new music was coming. And we're like, AG6. And it started like this whole conversation.
About Selena Gomez.
And so we talked about the fact that she said she had new music coming. But the new music hadn't come yet. What do you want us to talk about?
Yeah.
The song dropped today. It's called Positions. And Claudia and I have some differing opinions. I was just watching the music video and I thought it was so cute.
Cute.
And Claude is just not impressed.
No, it's not that I'm not impressed, but to me, Ariana Grande is unequivocally maybe tied with like Adele and Beyonce, like the greatest vocalists of our generation. And I'm just constantly like, and the music she puts out is not bad by any means, but it's good for someone like a Bebe Rexha. Do you know what I mean? I know she's always my example and I fucking love Bebe Rexha and I don't know why I keep like putting her down. But I don't know, I really expect a lot from Ariana Grande and I feel as though... her old music used to deliver way more than her current music does. Like, One Last Time, Break Free, Vodka Soda. You know, like, those songs were so powerful and I feel like really highlighted her vocals. And now she's, like, in this whispery tone and it's, like, it's just, it's good. It's not bad music by any means. I'm just, like, I have very high standards for her and currently I'm not impressed.
Okay. I think that's a fair assessment, though. I liked the song. I thought the video was so cute. Her looks were so on point. And I love to see a little glamour.
Yeah, no, I love people who like invest in their music videos and don't just do music videos because like that's what celebrity pop stars do.
Yeah, music videos are important to Ari and they have like the past few have been really, really good. So
well, of course.
She has set the bar high for her own music videos. But I just like miss the time. Like imagine if she put Seven Rings out now and like it would fall so flat.
Yeah.
Because it's literally like all about material items. Mm-hmm. But, like I just miss like the world that we used to live in.
The materialistic world.
The materialistic world was like whoever said money can't solve your problems.
No, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet it's hard to like release music in this day and age. Like, what do people want?
No, I know, but that's why, like, we're getting this vibe now. I feel like Justin Bieber's new song hits the nail on the head, Lonely.
Yeah, oh, literally the past three nights into bed, Ben is literally, lonely. It's so annoying. He, like, just learned the song, and he can't get it out of his head. And he's, like, literally looking at me, and he's like, are you okay?
That is just so funny.
It's so annoying. And then he's like, God, I never heard you laugh like that. He's also it's like then funny. Being like Theo.
That is so funny.
And I'm like, Ben, like he like Ben doesn't really keep up with music, you know? So I'm like, when he knows a song that just came out, it's shocking to me. And he's like, I'm so low. And I'm like, how do you know that song? It's he doesn't keep up with
Yeah, I didn't even know that was a song you could, like, sing along with.
Oh, ask Ben. You definitely can.
I will when I see him tonight.
Also, I made a statement a few days ago on the toast that I want to start implementing in my life, which is watching Jeopardy.
Okay.
And I, of course, forgotten to watch Jeopardy every single day since then because it's, like, at 7 o'clock. And at 7 o'clock, I'm in a transitional period, like, from day bed to night bed. And it's just, I'm busy. And I've realized now 3 days in a row I forgot to watch Jeopardy. But some of the collections are on Netflix. And it's, like, a collection of winners. So I'm watching this guy's streak right now. His name is John Hill. He is the cutest, like, geekiest, like, dad ever. I'm obsessed with him. And I watched 3 episodes of Jeopardy last night. And I'm telling you, I don't know if it was just... I wanted to watch Jeopardy because I feel like I am dumb. Like, I don't know a lot about history or just, like, trivia or math or literature. I wasn't good in school and I never, like, kept up with my trivia. And I put on these 3 episodes and I don't know if maybe I was, like, just watching 3 episodes that were literally geared towards me. But, like, Ben, like, my husband, like, thinks that I'm the smartest woman alive. I must have gotten, over 3 episodes, like, 15 to 20 answers. It was crazy. And some of them I was just guessing out of my ass. They were, like, showed a picture of this building in L.A. built by world-renowned architect. And I literally know one architect. So I'm like, Frank Lloyd Wright. And it was Frank Lloyd Wright.
Oh, yeah. You told us.
Oh, I did?
About Frank Lloyd Wright. Yeah.
Well.
But you know what you should do?
No, but then even there was one about the Charlotte Bronte. There was a whole category. And I was like, Jane Eyre. Because that's literally the only Charlotte Bronte novel I know. Jane Eyre. So Ben thinks I'm, like, so smart. I just got to, like, keep the ruse alive.
You know what you should do just to mess with him? You should... record an episode of Jeopardy, watch it, get the answers, and then, like, when it's Jeopardy time, like, play yesterday's episode and have every single answer.
That's a great idea.
And literally freak out.
And record it for Patreon. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that idea. No, I just, honestly, I think that more young people should be watching Jeopardy.
Okay.
And I realized that Alex Trebek has the best job in the world. Like, he literally sits there and does nothing. And... I don't even think he's reading the clues. I think they're pre-recorded. Because it has a lot of, like, foreign words that, like, he probably has to, like, practice pronouncing. And I think he pre-records the hints.
Interesting. Okay, maybe I'll check it out sometime. But as you know, my content plate is full. Last night, I was reading Mariah Carey's novel. It is a certified novel.
Definitely.
And I just got to part two, which is called, I think, Sing Sing. So I think it's about, like, the first part was clearly about her childhood. And now I think we're getting into her teenage years where she starts to rise to stardom. So I was like, this is a good place to set it down for now. And hopefully I have a chance to finish it this weekend. But it is just so good. It is so good. It is
so good. So good.
So good.
I got you.
Bum, 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 bum.
So
without further ado, is that what you're going to say?
Yeah, because we have the Fast Five. We have a little Kardashian recap. I have Kelly's mindless news to share.
Yeah, we've got some shit to talk about. So I think without further ado, it is time for the Fast Five stories that you need to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast.
And while that may be true, I would be remiss... devastated and heartbroken, yes, a case of the RDH, if I didn't let everyone know that today's episode is brought to you by our Patreon channel. What is Patreon, you ask? Well, the Morning Toast is here Monday through Friday for free. But if you're ever looking for more content, can't get enough of your two favorite gals, head over to patreon.com/themorningtoast. It is our premier subscription service. You can pay $7.99 to get 5 extra episodes every month from Jackie and I. Those episodes are podcasts, they're vlogs, videos, anything more behind the scenes, family members, Olivia, Ben, literally anyone you want. It's fabulous. It's a fabulous way to get more content and to support your favorite show. Patreon.com/themorningtoast. Once you sign up, you get access to all the episodes we've ever done, which now is like 2 years, I think. It's like over 200 episodes. So it's a fabulous $7.99. So check it out. Patreon.com/themorningtoast.
Sign on, get premium content. And for existing patrons, we just posted a Patreon episode yesterday where we did What's in Our Bags. And Claudia and I showed you, like, Us Weekly style, what we have in our bags.
Yeah, it's pretty shocking.
It's pretty personal.
Yeah,
personal stuff.
Tampons.
Okay. First story, Tyra Banks is slamming reports that she doesn't want Real Housewives on Dancing with the Stars.
I saw the initial report saying that she said that.
Saying that she said that she's the host of Dancing with the Stars now, and apparently someone said that she said that she doesn't want Housewives on the show.
And I just have to say, let's say Tyra Banks does feel this way. She's a host. She's not a casting producer. I don't really think Tyra Banks has any say in who gets cast on the show.
Yeah, I would agree with that, but it's also not true. Her longtime publicist said this is 100% untrue. She's a huge fan of the Housewives, and everyone knows Tyra is a businesswoman first. As a businesswoman, why would she say anything against the Housewives? She has nothing to do with casting.
Right.
We're told that Tyra even tried to just get one of her really good friends on the Housewives. She watches the shows. She loves them.
Oh, that's
interesting. She's also familiar with Cynthia Bailey from modeling, and Eva Marcel because she got her start on America's Next Top Model.
Oh, that's so interesting.
So I feel firmly that those reports were untrue and, like, make no sense.
Yeah. But it is an interesting jumping off point for Tyra in the Dancing with the Stars universe, because this is her first season hosting. We're about halfway through the season, and I only watched the first few episodes of Dancing with the Stars, and she seemed to have, like, a tough time finding her footing. And I, of course, read people on social media, and people on social media are just, like, automatically negative. Like, nobody's tweeting if they think Tyra's doing a great job. Like, they only tweet if they have something bad to say. But I am curious to see where it takes her. Like, is she going to do another season? Would they ever bring back Tom and Aaron? Like, it was like a transition for them, and I'm seeing an overwhelming amount of people who are unhappy with it, which is shocking because I love Tyra, but I did see her stumble, you know, a few times.
Interesting. I feel confident that she'll find her footing and that they will not bring back Tom and Aaron, and it will work itself out.
I hope they don't bring back Tom and Aaron. I really don't. Like, even though I was sad to see them go, to bring them back would just be stupid.
Yeah. Have you been watching Dancing with the Stars?
No. I watched until Carol Baskin got eliminated, I think, because that's what I needed to see, like, for my own soul. But I've had a hard time keeping up because, you know what? It's the same as The Bachelor, 2 hours once a week. And then between that and The Bachelor, like, I need self-care.
Yeah. No, I hear you. And they do a really good job of, like, not spoiling. Like, I still don't know who's been eliminated because all of the stories about it, it's like, guess who's been eliminated, but they don't say it in the title, and I don't care enough to click, so, yeah. Like, I have no idea how it's going.
That's what they do with The Masked Singer, too.
Except that I know that Chrishell is still on because every week there's, like, a new story about who she's dancing for.
Yeah, in People Magazine.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. They do that with The Masked Singer, too. Like, when they make reveals, like, I actually don't know one person who's ever been on The Masked Singer because I've never watched it. Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of claims. There's a video going viral on TikTok. People think they figured out it's Tori Kelly, and that's totally her.
How could it be Tori Kelly? She's literally a singer. Is it, like, I don't understand.
The Masked Singer is singers.
No, but I feel like it's also, like, people that you don't expect to sound the way that they're sounding.
I think it's both. But, like, okay. It's meant to be people.
Like, I could tell you Tori Kelly's voice. That's why I don't think it's her. Her voice is too recognizable. That wouldn't be, like.
And Leanne Rimes, people are guessing, because she sang a song, a Lizzo song. I'm crying because I love you. And there's a video of her, like, in the past on her tour bus, like, performing that song with, like, her band. And it sounds very similar.
Oh, I actually think she would sound so good on that.
Yeah. Leanne Rimes, you know, all the drama with Brandy Glanville aside, is actually a very talented songwriter. I mean, this is vocalist. Yeah. I'm sure she's a talented songwriter, too.
She is. Interesting. I can't get into The Masked Singer, but I'm sure I would like it if I did.
Hypothetically, I would like to get into it because the idea of, like, hearing someone sing and then being able to place a name, like, a face to the voice is thrilling for me. But the fact that every episode, it's like I watch the first episode and I still don't know who anyone is. They don't reveal it. It's too much. I need instant gratification. Like, it's too much waiting. I'm not that patient.
Yeah. You should just binge watch old seasons.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. But it's still, like, hours and hours just to find out it's Cody Simpson, you know?
Right.
Or it's Jordan Woods.
Okay, next story. Some Scream Queens crew news, not about the reboot, which is apparently happening. But Emma Roberts says it's witchcraft that Lea Michele and Billie Lourd and I are all boy moms.
Oh, and also I didn't realize that they all had, like, gotten pregnant and had babies at the same time. That's,
yeah,
really sweet.
And for boys.
Cute.
Emma Roberts joked that it's pure witchcraft that she will join her former Scream Queens co-stars, Billie Lourd and Lea Michele, when she welcomes her baby boy. I don't know how else to explain it. It was not planned, she recently said on a Sirius XM show. She's expecting a son with her boyfriend, Garrett Hedlund, from Claudia's favorite movie. Two favorite movies, Georgia Rule and Country Strong.
Yes, oh my God. I think I'm just now realizing, is Garrett Hedlund my favorite actor?
He might be.
He's in my two favorite movies.
I know. I just feel like he really should have been on Yellowstone. Did you ever finish watching it?
I actually agree. No. I could not get into it.
He reminds me, Casey Dutton's character, like, literal physical character.
Yes. Is that the brother who was living on the reservation?
Yes. Reminds me just so much of Garrett Hedlund.
I agree.
And I just feel like he could have been up for that part.
Or, like, Taylor Kitsch.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. But back to the Scream Queens mamas.
Yes, you know, this
an
is
an exciting,
like,
time to be a Scream Queen and a Scream Queen fan.
This reminds me of how, like, the Vanderpump Rules girls are, like, now all pregnant at the same time together, even though I heard them on a podcast say, like, it was somewhat intentional, like, they did want to do it together at the same time. But this is, like, so much fun. I feel like motherhood, especially, like, your first baby, like, can be intimidating. Like, to have, like, all your friends be going through it at the same time, that must be really nice.
Yeah, and I feel as though friend groups often, I don't think people realize that they do this, but like people keep in mind, like, I want to be pregnant around the same time that my friends are being pregnant. Like, I want our kids to, you know, I don't want to be the first one years ahead of the rest of my friends. Right. Like, so I think this is kind of like a natural thing that some women do, is what I'm learning.
Yeah, I think so too.
Very cool.
Very cool.
And cool for the kids.
Cool for the kids. And then that makes sense why, like, when you were growing up, you had so many, like, family friends, which was basically...
And the kids are the same ages.
Right, because it's basically just, like, our parents were friends and then got pregnant, like, at similar times.
Yes.
It all makes sense now.
Okay.
Honestly, growing up is pretty much, like, understanding things that, like, your parents did and, like, realizing, like, everyone was probably drunk. You know, like, at all the dinners. Like, that's going to be me.
Yeah, that will be you.
I'm literally going to need a nanny for the children and a nanny for me as well.
I just don't know how I can drink as a parent, like, with my hangovers. It's not about the drinking. It's about, like, the next 2 days being down and out.
But I think when you go through childbirth, you become, like, a different person medically. Do you know what I mean?
Like your body is
so resilient that, like, a hangover is nothing. I shoved a kid out of my pussy, you know?
Wow. You know what? I really hope that's true. And it actually, like... scientifically makes sense.
100%. I'm not making this up.
Yeah.
No, it's once you shove a kid out of your vagine,
you can handle a hangover.
You can literally, like, get a headache and it's nothing. And you just have, like, more bandwidth physically, emotionally, mentally
for pain.
For bullshit. Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay. Cool.
Your daily medical segment from Dr. Ficheman.
Dr. Ficheman, I was actually sitting this morning thinking about, like, Dr. Ficheman himself, and I was just laughing so hard as about how, like, he's, like, Dr. Theo Ficheman based off of Dr. Leo Ficheman
from 30 Rock.
And it just, like, cracks me up when I
think. And he's Ficheman because he's such a face man.
No, we used to call him, hi, cute face man.
Yeah.
Man with a face.
Also, you know what I was doing this morning, sitting and laughing? So somebody started a thread in the Toast After Dark, which is our only existing Facebook group, and it's for Patreon members only. It's a fabulous place. Asking, like, when you first started listening to the Toast, like, what were your biggest misconceptions about it? So a lot of people obviously didn't realize that me and Jackie were sisters. A lot of people thought you and Margot were sisters, and then me and Olivia were sisters, and maybe we were cousins.
Yeah.
Just seeing what people thought was so funny. A lot of people thought that Olivia owned the Live Method,
yes,
the gym, which is,
like, makes a lot of sense.
Makes so much sense. Is so funny. A lot of people, what were the other ones?
A lot of people thought that you're older than me.
Oh, of course.
Of course. And a lot of people thought that Theo is a human son of Claudia's.
People who listen to the podcast, don't watch on YouTube, for, like, the first couple months, were just, like, assuming I had a son, like a human son.
Yeah.
Which I do. So that's not a misconception.
They learned that Theo technically is a furry little friend.
Oh my God, I love him so much. I literally dreamt of him as he was laying next to me. Like,
that's Claudia. That's beautiful.
It was to, like, you know when, like, you dream about something and, like, sometimes it's a really good dream. You almost want to go back in the dream.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, imagine waking up
in
the presence of your dream.
That's, like, stunning.
Yeah, it was pretty meaningful. Try not to be jealous.
I mean, you know where I stand.
I know.
Like, I'm putting on a good face.
But I know.
You know that you hurt me.
I know.
I'm kidding.
But look how happy he looks. Like, I don't know if he was like.
Yeah, no, he's at peace. And that's what I want for him.
And if he was laying with you, like, I just don't know if he would be that happy.
At the end of the. Like, there's. Everyone heard that, right? Because listen. I'm trying to remain positive and, like, and just do what's best for Theo. And you're throwing daggers.
No, sorry. I don't know. I should have mentioned this. I'm a comedian. I make jokes.
Wow. Hurtful ones. Hurtful.
Painful ones. Curly ones.
Big ones.
Another quote directly from my comedy special, Disgrace Queen, which I haven't promoted in a while. Available on multiple streaming services. You can buy it on Amazon Prime. You can buy it on iTunes. You could buy it on YouTube. You could buy it on Apple TV. Tons of places. You could also rent it on all those places. Check it out. It's a fabulous product and one I'm really proud of. And if you're looking for someone to watch this weekend because we can't do anything, Disgrace Queen, Claudia Ashray. Check it out.
It's
available as an audio comedy album if you'd like to listen to podcasts. It's available on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Music. You could also get it there.
It's the ultimate content upper.
Oh shit, I should have put in our list a little self promo.
We'll do a sequel to the list.
Oh, because I had an addition to the list.
What?
Because I Said So with Diane Keaton and Mandy Moore. Literally the best movie ever.
Okay, and also I would like, and this would be a great segue into our next story, the Hannah Montana movie.
Okay.
Is a content upper for me because that's where I first heard The Climb and it changed my life.
Yeah.
Our next story, Miley Cyrus announces her 7th album, Plastic Hearts.
What?
She says, I found myself. You guys, this is like our theory, just like being proven, our hypothesis, which is like every new Miley album, like she's finally the real Miley.
No, it's like, no, guys, this is it.
She is finally coming. Miley Cyrus will release her 7th studio album, Plastic Hearts, on November 27th. The pop star announced on Instagram Thursday night. The new album will feature 12 original tracks, including her latest hit, Midnight Sky, as well as live covers of Heart of Glass by Blondie and Zombie by The Cranberries. I can't say The Cranberries without saying my Cranberries CD. I think I left it in the quad.
I left it in the quad. Oh, man, that's funny.
I gotta go before somebody snags it.
Really quickly, of all the like most recent Miley Cyrus albums, which one did you think was really going to be like, this is it? Like, this is the true Miley.
This is the true Miley? Well, I think, there's so many. I want to say Younger Now, but I felt like that was like kind of like Granny Miley. I don't know.
I thought it was going to be She Is Coming, that one, Mother's Daughter.
Yeah, but then I guess it wasn't.
No, not at all. But, and I'm cautiously optimistic. I actually think this might be like this rocker vibe she's going for, like this Joan Jett mullet, Heart of Glass. I was born to run, I don't belong to anyone.
It's a really fucking
anyone.
Good song.
Oh, no. It's really good. I think she might be getting closer
to the real Miley.
And I think that's what it is. Like all these albums are like a step towards.
Well, I think that is, you know, a metaphor for life where, you know, you're always evolving and changing, and today is you are the youest you that mm-hmm. you've ever been. But like to negate all of her previous work by saying like, this is finally me.
Right.
I don't think it needs to be like that.
I agree.
You know?
And then
like think back to Malibu when it's like, finally we're seeing like Miley stripped down. This is who she is. Like, and now I just feel like she's always like negating her old work.
No, it's like once the press and the promo and the, you know, the album has moved off the charts, like she's on to another one.
Yeah, even like Can't Be Tamed at that point, like that was the real Miley. She couldn't be tamed. And like, I really did feel like at that time, that was the real Miley.
That was the real Miley.
You know what she should do? Because that album is fucking fire.
Agreed.
Is she should make a Can't Be Tamed like 2.0 mm-hmm. and re-record it with like her new sound and, you know, all of her new vocal skills. It would be unstoppable.
Is it love or is it art? Because the way you got your body moving, it's got me confused. And I can't tell if it's the beat or spark. Oh, so many good songs.
You know, she recently covered her own song, that song, at an iHeart Musical Festival. And it was amazing.
Every rose has its thorn. Every rose. I know that's actually not her song. It's Bret Michaels. But
yeah.
I have to say, I do think this will actually be probably the most successful Miley album in the last 3 or 4 for one reason, and that's because she very organically has taken over TikTok. Her Heart of Glass, the only reason she released Heart of Glass as an official single is because her performance at the iHeartRadio went so viral on TikTok that she capitalized on it. Now her cover of Why You Only Ever Call Me When You're High also went viral on TikTok. She's like engaging with the content, and TikTok is known to make or break music, and I think that TikTok is on her side. So I, like I said, I'm very cautiously optimistic about this album, and I will be listening. And you know, I've been very hard on Miley, like mm-hmm. very hard artistically. I just want the best for her, and honestly, I don't think I've seen the best for Miley since Can't Be Tamed album, and a few songs on Younger Now, but pretty much Can't Be Tamed. And I've been very hard on her, but I think we're getting close.
Yeah, I do as well, and I'm glad that she's leaning into her covers. Like, that is something that we always said. She hits out of the park. The Backyard Sessions are back, and I think that's, you know, where Miley is the most Miley. But we're gonna find out who the most Miley is on November 27th.
Yeah, but that's so far away.
It is. But it isn't. I guess it's like a month.
No, I know. It's just...
It's not as far away as Legally Blonde 3.
That's so... Is that like our bar now?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah, because that was insane.
Insane. Like, don't like, announce something 2 years in advance. Like, I get anxiety when, like, I have to announce something because, like, I think with my comedy special, I left too much time. I announced 5 weeks before, and, like, by the 5th week, we were just exhausted. I'm like, just fucking watch it. Like, it's the timing. And so to announce something, you really... It's a Quibi. You know, when you announce yourself so early, you kind of set yourself up for failure.
Yeah. There's definitely a sweet spot of, like, excitement, hype, but then,
enough,
you know,
time to get people to prepare, to purchase, to show up, like...
But then also I've moved on.
Exhaustion, yeah.
Okay, this next story is one of the funnier headlines I've seen. Dave Portnoy denies hanging out with Ramona Singer.
This is the most strange 2020 headline I've ever seen in my life.
The Barstool Sports honcho, also known as El Presidente, recently denied rumors that he and the Real Housewives of New York star Ramona Singer previously hung out together in the Hamptons. He responded via an Instagram.
Way, shut the fuck up. We're trying to record a podcast.
I hope everyone's okay.
Please go away. Drive away.
It's like so upsetting.
Yeah, I'm gonna sing till the sound of the siren is gone. Yeah. Okay, can you start again, please?
Yes. The Barstool Sports honcho, also known as El Presidente, recently denied rumors that he and the Real Housewives of New York star Ramona Singer previously hung out together in the Hamptons. He responded via an Instagram message saying, "Who the fuck is Ramona Singer?" In the original claim, which was posted to Du Mois's Instagram story.
Oh my God, yes, Du Mois with the press. Du Mois.
Ramona Singer was said to be at a Hamptons haunt some time ago, and Portnoy was in attendance as well. Portnoy then doubled down in his Instagram message saying, no, I did not hang out with her.
Oh my God, that's so funny. I mean, I feel like they don't run in similar circles, but they definitely hang out at maybe similar places, like upscale New York City brasseries and restaurants.
And also this summer in the Hamptons, perhaps.
Right. Yes.
They and definitely just, have like walked past each other once.
I just feel like they've been in the same room like not more than one, more than one time.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
So when I first saw the thing on Du Mois, like they were together at a restaurant, like Ramona was like flirting with this young guy. I'm like, she might not have even known who he was, but like this is totally true.
That's hysterical.
And I feel like it's still very possible that they were like at the same restaurant and Dave Portnoy just like had no idea who this older woman was.
Yeah. No, 100%. I think they probably eat. I think they have like the same taste in restaurants.
I agree. Like elevated, upscale dining.
You know what's so funny? One time I saw Dave Portnoy at a restaurant.
Me too.
And it was Avra Madison, which is like one of Ramona's favorite restaurants. Yep. It's one of like the Upper East Side ladies' favorite places to go. So like they definitely have the same taste in cuisine.
I saw him at Il Molino, which is literally one block away, which is also like an Upper East Side ladies luncheon type of place. So I just think that Dave Portnoy appreciates like an Upper East Side luncheon.
Yeah.
And I respect that.
I respect it as well. I just thought I was a hysterical headline.
No, it's so like random.
Two people whose names you never thought would be in the same sentence.
Yet here we are.
Here we are.
In the same sentence.
Speaking of two people who are coming back to the same sentence, Khloé and Tristan were showing some PDA at Kim's 40th birthday party. Now, I know they have been previously China'd, but I chose to un-China because I'm happy for them.
Okay, well, I'm not un-China-ing them because I get exhausted keeping up with relationships like this. Like, if this was your friend, you wouldn't put up with it, so I'm not putting up with it from Khloé. But I do want to talk about Kim's 40th birthday party and the special they put on this week, so I'll let you discuss and then we can dive into that.
The couple attended the KKW Beauty Founders Surprise Bash, which was featured on Wednesday's episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. At the party, Tristan was spotted kissing Khloé on the cheek while they posed for a picture in a photo booth. It's unclear when the episode was filmed. Yes, very unclear. Would like to dive into that.
Me too.
But the party took place sometime after the duo reunited. So in my head of like their relationship and like what I've made up in my own fan fiction, I feel like they reunited during and due to quarantine.
Well, yeah, I think that, you know, Tristan did not make the NBA playoffs, so he's been like out of the bubble for a little while. And in lockdown, you want to be with your family.
Yeah. So I think they were together for the quarantine. And I think that, you know, maybe some sparks were flying.
Well, he like seemed to be like fun and like had a good attitude in the episode for all the Kim birthday stuff. So I don't know. I don't dislike him. I know that I should like because he like
because he did what he did
twice.
But I'm giving him like another chance. I am because I believe in second and I guess third chances here. And but fool me thrice, shame on me. So I'm going to hold out.
I'm not shipping them by any means. I just like want True to be happy. I want Khloé to be happy. And like if this could work out, of course, in an ideal world, I would of course want that to happen. But it seems like it may not be able to work out.
Yeah. When I was watching the special last night, I was like, it must be really awkward for Kylie and Tristan to be in the same room.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't think that she could
acknowledge
or like move on in the way that everyone else has. Like Kim and Tristan, it's so crazy. She went from...
That was so funny. Yeah. Let's talk about the birthday special. I liked, to be honest, when I saw they were doing a 40th birthday special and they were all like sitting in those chairs outside in Malibu and like reflecting on old episodes, like I wasn't going to watch because I just thought it was like silly. But I didn't realize there was like this whole element with the birthday party. And it was really, really sweet. Honestly, I got like a little emotional because the Kardashians have this emphasis, which I really, really love and appreciate, on just like memories and
nostalgia
and like taking walks down memory lane. And like the fact that like so many of their big milestones in life like include these like home videos and like recreating the diner, like I just thought it was really, really sweet. And like when Kim got out of the car and like she didn't know what was going on and then heard her dad's voice, like that's just like It's beautiful.
Yeah, I agree. One of my favorite parts of the episode, having nothing to do with the emotions, though, was like we finally got a little clarity on that house with the staircase that everyone's been posting at all summer. The Malibu vacation house. And it was absolutely beautiful. Sickening. So I was, and like the scenes of them just like sitting and eating and talking, like I wasn't even listening to what they were saying about like with Mindy and the planning. Like I was just watching, like it was, I just love watching them eat. Like, the food looked so good. The setting looked so stunning. They looked so beautiful. I was just like, this is just enjoyable stuff.
The episode also felt like a major commercial for Mindy Weiss event planning because she just did such a good job and she got so much airtime, like more so than usual.
Yeah, well, I'm sure like she did it for free and she got that car, even though it seems that like car. They paid for the party because she was like, I hope it's okay. We got the car because we already got it.
No, they definitely paid for it. And then the Tao element was so fun. Like, Kim's like iconic Tao birthdays in Vegas are just like a part of Americana. Like they really are.
Yeah.
And they just like, it's like they don't, they're not obsessed with nostalgia, like only from their childhood, like also from their 30s. Like,
yeah,
it's so epic. And that was just like such a cool, unique thing that only they could really do. Like get Tao open for the night.
For sure. Also, when they were going down memory lane and you see like Kim cringing so hard at like things that she used to do. And then you see like her now with Kanye and it's like, she actually summed this up really well on Dave Letterman when she was like, we used to try so hard to like be famous and now we just try so hard to show you like we're just like you.
No, I thought that was a very interesting distinction because that's what the show was at first, like photo shoot this that, like, oh, I have to go to red carpet, but mom, Reggie Bush's thing, like, yes. And now it's just like, hey, who's gonna pick the kids up from school?
Yeah, it's an interesting shift, but I feel it is all so organic. That's why we like didn't realize that it was happening until it happened. Watching the highlights of her and Kanye, just like I was literally up staring at my TV screen, like,
yeah,
it was so, so, so cute.
I just wish Kim would embrace her jam era a little bit more. Like,
she did her best.
She has so much shame associated with it, and it's such an iconic song, and like, it's not that bad. And her voice, even when she's in the booth, really wasn't so bad. Like, I've seen worse on reality TV, and I just need her to embrace it. Turn me up, turn me up.
Yeah, I feel like a few years ago she made peace with it. But she doesn't want to be watching it.
No, and I think that's why she doesn't like going on Watch What Happens Live, because Andy literally brings it up at every corner, every time she's been on Watch What Happens Live.
It's like, I can't when she's like, I literally can't look at this, I can't listen to this. Like, I know that feeling. It's like when you watch like, yourself being cringy and you're shame. Just like in, you know, your own bedroom.
Yeah, of course. The dress that she wore to her birthday party was absolutely sickening. Like, I never saw a dress so stunning in my whole life that like fit her so well.
Yeah, no, they did a great job with the logistics of getting her to look her best so that she would be excited for her party. And when they pulled her in for the dance, and she's just like, is so
awkward.
Like, no, she's awkward, but so cute and so beautiful. Like, I literally like was looking at her. I'm like, this is my queen. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Yesterday we talked about her on Dave Letterman. I didn't think I could like feel any more like warmly towards her. And then just watching the special, I was just like even more endeared.
I want to talk about the dance for a minute because I'm very hard on Kourtney Kardashian.
What you're about to say is literally what I'm about to say.
I'm very, very hard on her. And to be honest, like, she was the only sister who put in so much effort. I had a lot of respect for her for, like, I know it seems silly, like, it's a dance, but, like, it was an important part of the party, and, like, she wouldn't let it go, and none of the sisters wanted to do it, and she ended up doing it alone, and she didn't waver in her willingness to do it, and she was, like, trying to rally everyone, and I just had, like, I know it seems so silly, but, like, I had a lot of respect for her in that moment.
No, I had a lot of respect for her in the whole episode. She was really being, like, a big sister.
Yeah.
And, like, the Kourtney that is the best sort of Kourtney. They weren't fighting about work or this or that or poosh and, you know, all this nonsense. They were just being siblings, and she was being the big sis, and like I felt warmly towards her as well.
I think that of all of them, Kourtney probably has had the most success like emotionally and mentally from lockdown, like spending time with her kids, not having to deal with like outside factors. They can't film, they can't do photo shoots, and you know that's the stuff that doesn't make her happy, and she just like wants to be with her family, and that's what she's been doing for the last 6 months. And there was definitely like a different vibe to her. She was like lighter and funnier, and she didn't seem like hostile towards anyone, and it was a great Kourtney.
Yeah,
great Kourtney.
I picked up on that as well.
It was a good special. I liked it. I'm ready to go back to regular episodes because like I need to see Khloe get the coronavirus, but well, not that I want to, but I just like want to see what happened.
Yeah.
So I'm ready to return to our regularly scheduled programming.
As am I, but it was a nice little treat, a nice content upper.
Before we wrap up today, I have a little news to share.
Do you? Would you say that it's mindless news?
It is a
segment. Or is it mindful?
No, it is definitely a segment of Kelly's mindless news like the 4th of July. Now, I will post the proof on our Instagram.
As you always do.
But in the meantime, Kelly Ripa shares glimpse into unseen living room in the Hamptons with garden view. So what do you think this means? Like, what are you as an average reader?
Okay, so now that I'm getting keen to KMN. No, I'm saying it's a picture of Kelly in her living room where you could see bits of a living room and, like, out a window.
Okay, no, but I want you, like, don't answer that way. What would you, you read this article, you were an
Of course, I think it's like a carousel spread, architectural digest style photos of a living room and a garden view.
Well, you're wrong. Kelly Ripa has a beautiful home in the Hamptons where she spends a lot of her weekends. And the Live with Kelly and Ryan star recently shared a glimpse into one of those, into inside one of the property's many living rooms. This spacious area has a monochrome theme, features a cream sofa as well as a table with gray chairs and a black shelf filled with wine glasses. The room has beige curtains and a large window overlooking the family's large garden. Okay, so that's a decent amount of descriptors. Table, chair, couch, drapes, window.
Show me the KMN. What the fuck? You're lying.
I swear, it's a selfie, you guys.
Oh my God, you guys, this is not even, and it's from an IG story. It's not like a post photo. It's not even what I thought it was going to be.
I didn't know I could still shock you with the KMN.
That was so fucking crazy.
No, I know.
I thought it was going to be a picture, like, in feed of her, like, sitting on her couch with her living room looking pretty behind her, like, still not cause for a news article, but it's KMN. It is what it is. You guys, this is crazy.
No, it's so disgraceful on behalf of Hello Magazine.
No, that is so crazy.
But Kelly is encouraging people to register to vote, which everyone should do. So if that's what we take away from Kelly's mindless news, it's not so mindless.
It's not so mindless.
And that's all you can ask for a segment of KMN.
A little mindfulness.
That's our show. That's our week. Anything you want to say before we depart for 2 days of alarm-free living?
No, I'm just so looking forward to getting to that place. I was, like, in my bed this morning snoozing my alarm, and I was like, this is the last time we can do it. And I was, like, in there thinking, like, about, I was got into, like, a really delicious position. Like,
nothing better than when the delicious. You're,
like, it, 'cause it's really, like, a crime of the world order that, like, when you go to sleep, you can't get comfortable. Mm-hmm. But when you wake up and you have to get up, you've never been more comfortable.
Beds feel so much better at 8 a.m. than they do at 8 p.m.
Yeah. No, like, I don't know what the science is behind that, but it's not fair. Why can't it be delicious when I get in and then uncomfortable when I have to get out, right?
It ain't right.
I was just like...
No, I know what you mean. It's absolutely devastating. I'm actually dealing with something in my bed right now, if you wanted to know. So me and Ben recently, not recently, but a few months ago, we got a new mattress, Tempur-Pedic, highly recommend. And we've been loving it. But I would say it's a bigger mattress height-wise than our previous mattress. And our Brooklinen sheets, we wake up every morning, the sheets are curled up off the corners, like, in a ball at the bottom, and we're, like, laying on the mattress, which, honestly, the mattress is so soft and comfortable, I don't mind, but it is a little annoying. So a week ago, I ordered these little gadgets. They're, like, suspenders you put on the corner, whatever. It's, like, this whole thing, and it worked, and I, like, returned to this peaceful place in my bed, and this week, for the first time in a while, I had my housekeeper come, and I don't know where she put the little suspenders. And, like, I had peace for a week, and now I can't find the suspenders, and I woke up this morning, where's the sheet? In a ball on the floor.
That,
like,
is so crazy.
We both,
you guys,
sleep
are
very aggressively, but
that's wild.
But we also have the sheet problem. Like, I think any human would have the sheet problem, but it might not end up on the floor.
Yeah. Do you guys use a top sheet also?
Fuck no. What do you think? We're sociopaths?
That might help.
Why?
Because sometimes your top sheet, like, takes the brunt of the kicking and the...
But don't you lay underneath the top
you
sheet?
You do, but, like, it might just disorient your top sheet. You should just try it.
No, honestly, because I'm the one making the bed and I'm not dealing with a flat sheet. It's honestly a terrorist organization. Like, it's it's terrorizing.
I don't know. I think, like, part of growing up is realizing the value of the flat sheet and why you even have one. I used to, like, when I was younger, like, 5 years ago, I used to, like, use the top sheet as, like, I will sleep on top of my top sheet, and then in 2 weeks I will take my top sheet off, and then I'll sleep on my just regular sheet. That way I don't have to change my sheets
as
often.
That's very smart.
Isn't that pretty smart?
Yeah.
But now I go the full Monty. And
do you have a top sheet?
Yeah, and I'm just like...
So you sleep on the top sheet underneath the top sheet and underneath your comforter?
Yes.
On top of the stretchy sheet?
Yes.
Very interesting.
And then sometimes if you're feeling a little warm, you take off your comforter and then you're just with your top sheet. Like, very, top sheets are very sexy.
Sexy. To me, that is the only value of a top sheet. When you get hot, to just sleep with it alone. And that's what I do, like, in hotels if I get hot.
Got it. Just something to consider.
No, I'm definitely considering it. But it's so much added work for, like, laundry and
but
bed making.
But I feel as though, like, the two hardest parts of bed making, first, duvet cover.
100%.
Second, getting the corners of your corner sheets on the bed while not coming off of the other side. Corners. The top sheet is a walk in the park.
No, let me ask you, do you tuck your top sheet in all around?
I stuff it away so it's not hanging out the bottom.
No, but I mean, when you're sleeping, do you pull it out of the tuck or you keep it in the tuck?
It's out of tuck.
Yeah, Ben would kill me. Like, I know he like relates so hard to that episode of Seinfeld where like George Costanza's in the hotel and they like tuck the sheets in too tight and he gets like stuck in the bed. And it's true. Like, honestly, when sheets are so heavily tucked that you like get a cramp trying to kick it out.
Yeah.
Then it's like my bed has become a negative place and I just can't have that ever.
Well, first of all, I just want to say like my top sheet is always loosey-goosey, so that's not an issue. And it sounds like your bed is already giving you some negativity. So
No, it's not.
It's not, even though you just said.
No, I have a fix. I just need to find my suspenders. And I don't know how to text my housekeeper and be like, where are the suspenders?
I just can't imagine that the suspenders are easier to operate than a top sheet.
No, you put them on once and literally they were on for a week before I had to change my sheets. No, I forgot they were even on and I woke up every day and I was still on my sheet, which was crazy. Does anyone else have this problem? I like Googled it. I thought it was like a very common thing and I only found like some weird like sleep apnea blog which recommended these Amazon things for me and they worked, but it seems like this is either an untapped market or nobody has this problem except for me.
No, because I've never heard of it, but I don't want to, you know, say
jinx.
And I don't want to make you feel like, you know,
like it's me,
like it. So maybe it sounds like it's something that could be a thing, but it also sounds like the two of you, maybe you both have extreme RLS,
maybe,
and your legs are just so restless.
It's possible
they're taking off the sheets, or maybe it's Theo sabotaging you.
He would never.
He might.
All right, you guys, that's our show.
That's our show.
Have an amazing weekend. Be nice to your friends. Sorry, I sound like Ellen. Oh my god, but still, really, be nice to your friends. Wear a face mask. Don't drink and drive. Register to vote.
Vote at this point. But
oh, true.
Find moments of inner peace for yourself. Oh, take some time for yourself.
That's the best advice you could have given our audience. Don't forget to find inner peace.
Yeah, even if it's just a few minutes of inner peace for the whole weekend.
Right. The thing about inner peace is that it's constantly fleeting. So when you have it, just savor it.
Savor.
Thank you guys so much for listening to The Morning Toast, the Millennial Morning Show, where we deliver the fast 5 stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching us on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast anywhere podcasts can be found. So that's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox. We're now available on Amazon Music. So wherever you listen to podcasts, find us, The Morning Toast, and leave a 5-star review, please, about how beautiful, stunning, and smart we are, because we just read our reviews and they're really fucking mean.
You guys, they're so crazy and terrible, but you know what? I think that's like what the reviews are for. Like, I've written them off.
I actually think that soon Apple will get rid of reviews, like written reviews, because they have become such a talk. Like they're a place for like trolls who live in their basements. Like, yeah, it's, no, that's where they exist.
It's like Yelp, you know? You only write a review when you have something negative to say. Yeah. I don't know how that's productive.
So we'd appreciate any positive reviews. I really would. maybe talk about like how beautiful we are, stunning or smart. Have an amazing weekend. We will see you guys on Monday. We got a big week next week. Don't forget, 2 big announcements from Jackie and I. And I just want you to gear up. Get yourselves mentally ready.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun. And then it's Halloween show on Friday. So it's just going to be a super fun week to round out the month.
And we're just going to soak up each other's awesomeness.
Oh, yeah.
Have a great weekend, guys. We'll see you on Monday.
Goodbye. Goodbye.